Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, welcome to Trust the Trail. We are your outdoor guides, Ariane Petrucci
and Scott Jans.
This is episode 76, Loft Tech Technology challenges outdoor enthusiasts to live ultralight.
We are now on patreon.com. If you'd like to support Trust the Trail podcast, please check out patreon.com/trustthetrail. We would love for you to be a part of our outdoor backpacking community. Plus, you can receive our podcast early before it hits the world. Of course, another way to support us is by listening to Trust the Trail on Radio Public app. That's for both iOS and Android. So download it today and put Trust the Trail in your favorites and enjoy.
On this episode, we speak with President and CEO of Outdoor Vitals, Tayson Whitaker. Outdoor Vitals has developed a new synthetic technology named Loft Tech, allowing you to pack ultralight. Tayson shares how Loft Tech is almost as comparable as duck down, but at a much lower cost to you. Is synthetic now as good as down, and will the synthetic market soon change the game for everyone? We pose that question to Tayson, and he answers.
So thank you so much, Tayson, for taking the time out of your day to talk with us. Really super appreciate that. We are really excited to hear about some of the new technology that is coming down as far as synthetic and trying to replace some of the down sleeping bags that we all know from the past and get your take on it. So really super appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. So tell us a little bit about you, Outdoor Vitals, and how you got started.
Yeah. So I grew up in a really small town of about 7,000 people, and I just spent a lot of time outdoors. So I'm from Southern Utah, rural Utah. And I just got to spend a lot of time outdoors. So grew up loving it. And I also had, a small passion for business. So I was the guy that was knocking on your door trying to mow your lawn or do things like that as a kid. So when I got into college, I started to get more and more into backpacking. I'd had experience in backpacking through Boy Scouts, through my own family and life experiences. But I started to get really interested in ultralight backpacking and going farther and seeing more and simplifying a little bit. And so as I started to get into that, I started to see a lot of discrepancies in the market where I just felt like things were priced really, really high. They weren't affordable. I didn't feel like they were worth the price points. And so as I was kind of getting more and more into this and recognize some of these problems, or what I felt like were problems, at least for a poor college age kid, that's when I kind of realized, if we did all of this online, we could take out that extra markup of the retail stores, and that would just make all of this premium high-end gear more affordable. And so that was kind of where the premise of the business got started. I definitely love designing gear. I've always kind of been that guy who loved the tech specs, loved to really analyze gear to try to make it better and different things. But really the premise of the business was, how can we make the outdoors more enjoyable for people that might not have the money or might not yet have the passion to invest into high end gear? Most of my life growing up, I had, the gear that you could find at local retail shops, discount stores, mainly not like REIs, but like steps below that. Right. And so, Had a lot of cold nights on the trail, had a lot of, you know, uncomfortable backpacks, had a lot of different things like that. And I knew that this premium gear was that much better. Somehow I still, you know, kept that love for the outdoors, but if I can help other people have more enjoyable outdoor experiences, then it's a win for us. So,
yeah, I guess it's almost a rite to passage when you freeze outdoors for a few times, you know, you've really been out backpacking. You've got to be cold at least once going out backpacking to understand how your gear works or doesn't work. So, yeah, really appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, you're talking about helping, you know, a community of people either just getting started or being able to way to find a more affordable, you know, way to get their hands on this like premium quality. But I also see that you donate $1 or 1% of your revenue to help those in other developing countries. How did that all start, and what is it? Who is it that you're supporting?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when I was about 19 years old, 20 years old, I left and went over to Malaysia as a volunteer with our church. I'm part of the LDS church. And so while I was over there, I got to spend a lot of time in different stages of countries, I guess. I spent some time in Singapore, some time in East Malaysia and West Malaysia. And I got to see, you know, just a lot of those needs that especially people in like East Malaysia had. You know, a lot of them working 6-7 days a week just to buy their bags of rice and to make things happen. And coming from the United States, you know, we're blessed with a lot of things. The people that suffer in the United States usually suffer on different levels and things. So I always had that, you know, I really connect with those people and love those people and would love to help those people. In fact, even our manufacturing overseas, a lot of people don't understand even this, but by manufacturing overseas in some of these places, we're changing their lives forever. Some of the factory workers might not get the chance to further education as much as others, but their kids do. And in one generation, those kids go from maybe having nothing or not being able to get educations or anything like that to getting educations and to be able to further their lives, you know, their family and whatnot. But anyway, so I have a big, you know, I really love to help these people. They might live over the seas or different places, but, you know, they're one and the same and they're just like us. And so what we like to do is we like to take 1% of revenue and donate it, to help these people. And one of the places that we've donated and pretty much exclusively so far I've donated is through Charity Water. And they support clean water projects. So one thing that they've found through their research and whatnot is that clean water is really, really vital to one, health in these areas, but also if they have to spend too much time, you know, trying to obtain their water, it can affect education and other aspects. So right now we, you know, we're mainly focused on anything that can be a long-term investment into these types of countries and areas of need. And right now we've been investing through Charity Water.
Wow. That's great. That's really, really cool. If, you know, if I think of all the gear companies did that, we could help a lot of young people overseas also. I think that's a great idea. It says a lot about your company and what you guys are doing. When I was going through your website, I love this impact statement that you had. You said, Outdoor Vitals challenges outdoor enthusiasts to live ultralight. And I guess I love that so much is because that's, you know, I mean, the whole concept of our podcast is to, you know, trust the trail. You know, you don't need a lot of gear out there. You don't need a lot of heavy gear. You don't need to, you know, pack the kitchen sink to be able to have a really good, safe time in the outdoors. We believe less is more also. So I really connected with that statement. And I don't see that very much. I don't see the challenge out there a lot to say, hey, you know, you don't need to bring everything to spend a week out backpacking. So like, what's the lightweight? Where did that come from for you?
Yeah. So I mean, there's a, it affects so many things. So I'll kind of cover a couple of them, I guess, but really the lightweight factor, comes down to comfort to me. It boils down to comfort, but it comes down to comfort in a few different ways. First off, you know, my first backpacking trips, you know, I had just really big, heavy, bulky packs. And when you have a big, heavy, bulky pack, it slows you down. It's uncomfortable. The straps wear on you. You maybe, you know, you're constantly adjusting it, and it creates an undesirable situation a lot of times, the heavier and the more bulky that pack is. But then two, premium products, those higher end products, a lot of times are inherently lighter, are inherently more compact. And the more so that they are lighter and more compact, the easier it is to take the correct gear. So take, for instance, let's say you go to just your local discount store down the street and you buy a 0 degree sleeping bag. That bag could weigh anywhere from 6 to 9 pounds and, you know, could fill up a 45 liter backpack on its own. Right.
Yeah,
but if you have a premium level product, let's say it is a down product and it has really lightweight fabrics and things like that, then you're looking at something smaller than a football or something for again, you know, 0 degree bag, maybe you're more like a basketball, but the size difference there, allows you and sometimes opens up options to, hey, I do need a 0 degree bag here and I can actually pack it versus other times, let's say you are going with that synthetic bag. You're like, man, I can't fit that in my bag. It's impossible. I'm just going to have to be cold at night, you know? And yeah. So there's a lot of different things that I see where ultralight, fabrics, materials, products, make a difference, but also along with that, I also find that if my products are smaller, lighter, easier to take, then I take them. So in my truck at all times, I'm going to have, you know, a jacket tucked behind the seat that's stuffed into its pocket, let's say, or I'm going to have, and I usually keep a sleeping bag or two in there. And whether I'm at a sporting event or wherever I'm at, I can enjoy being outside better if I have it with me. And sometimes just being smaller and more compact and light, I can put it in the trunk of my car and forget it's there until I need it again.
Yeah, I think that's so true. And I think a lot of it comes with, you know, we live very close to the Appalachian Trail. And so every year we see, you know, people starting out and their average pack weight, even in 2018, their average pack weight tends to be about 37 pounds when they start out at Amicalola and tackle that approach trail. But you know, it's funny because then when we see them in Virginia, usually at trail days on the Appalachian Trail, they have all ditched their gear. And unfortunately, they've all had to rebuy new lighter weight gear because they realize that, you know, they just didn't need that heavy gear. Even when I hiked it in 2003, I was pretty happy. I thought I was a lightweight backpacker, and still with today's technology, you can get your pack weight pretty low and have really good quality gear without breaking the bank.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think I really like that stat you kind of threw out there of 37 pound packs. I mean, we definitely shoot for everyone to have under a 20 pound pack, but
right.
I've heard that, you know, you start with everything in the kitchen sink, and by the time they finish the AT, all they're carrying is a toothbrush.
Oh yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And we've seen it many times.
So which kind of leads us into, like, you know, Outdoor Vitals really promotes, and I believe that you have, you know, single-handedly developed what is called LoftTech technology. Tell us a little bit about LoftTech and how you came across it, what you did to get to that point, and kind of now what products do you sell with that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So ever since I got started in this, I've definitely been a part of kind of that dilemma of synthetic versus down. And I think just being the person I am, I always wanted the best of both worlds and was always looking for that. So from day one, you know, getting started, we were on the hunt for something that could be as close to down as we could, but not have any of the disadvantages of down. And for those of you who might not know, disadvantages of down really have to do with moisture. So let's say somehow your bag gets tipped out of a canoe or gets rained on somehow, and it if it gets enough water on that down, it'll what's called wet out or collapse. And when it does that, you know, it's essentially worthless, and it takes a long time for it to dry out as well. So because of that potential downside, I was always on the hunt for that. And so I met with a lot of companies. You know, I met with some of the really, really big names at some of the big shows, was always asking them, you know, what's new, what's coming down the pipeline, seeing what they were developing. And about a year ago, I came across a company. They had this little tiny booth at the OR show, but they had a sample set out, and I saw that, and I said, man, what is that? So I go over there and talk to them, and they were actually a machine company, and they're a machine company that was actually making a lot of the machinery for the big down manufacturers in the industry. And they created this machine that was developing this synthetic that was a loose fill synthetic that was essentially an imitation down, but made from, you know, hollow fiber synthetic. And so as I got looking at that and talking with them, it was just clear that they'd made this machine. And they're like, we don't really want to sell this machine. We think this is so good that we should just sell the synthetic, the insulation itself, rather than keep selling these machines or start to sell these machines to their current clients. And so I began to work with them at that point and do a lot of testing. And that's really been a big extent for us is doing a lot of testing with them, providing feedback and tailoring things to make them work better. But this imitation down, I've compared it with everything I can find from big name providers and just everything I can find period on the market, bought jackets and different things from other companies, cut them open, you know, compared insulations, compared different things. And this stuff is truly amazing. And I think is the next generation. And so essentially right now where this is at is it's very comparable to about a 500 to a 550 fill power down, which is on the lower end of the down. However, you can get it wet and it stays lofted. It's siliconized at the fiber level, which means if it does get wet, the water just drains out of the insulation and dries really, really fast. But then it's got some of the pros of down of being able to compress really, really small. It compresses like down. It has that loft effect like down, and it has some of those warmth benefits of down. So we initially launched this in a top quilt in the spring, and it's done really, really well. I actually just recently put on our YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel, Outdoor Vitals, where I soaked the sleeping bag completely. So it was 100% wet. And then I spent a night in it. And by morning, you know, it dries out and it stays lofted and stays warm, which is a totally different experience than if that were to happen with a down product.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's in our opinion, it's a huge game changer. And I think that there's still, you know, it's because it's relatable more to that 500 to 550 fill power down at this point, it's still hard for some people to part with, say, an 800 fill power,
yeah,
or higher fill power down, because there are weight savings and differences. But we're one thing that we're really excited to get this pushed into is jackets, because jackets are much more exposed than a sleeping bag.
True.
And you sweat in them, and it rains for 5 minutes, and then it's done, and you don't want to take off your jacket, or you're wearing it inside of a rain layer, and it gets muggy in there. And so jackets with this Loftech, we think is going to be phenomenal. We have prototypes and different things. I've been using them, and I love the jacket. I can't leave it behind right now.
Well, I saw the video of you explaining the Loftech when you got caught in that wet snow with your jacket. And that is so true. You know, a lot of times we'll go out there not expecting inclement weather. And, you know, we're in the mountains. So, you know, the mountains make their own weather. You never know what they're going to do. And if you've particularly gone into a down situation, you have your down puffy jacket on and you get that wet snow, that sleet wet snow in the colder months, you're going to get wet and you're going to get soaking wet. And I like your video explaining that, you know, your jacket got soaking wet with the Loftech and then your body heat just completely dried the jacket by the time you got to your car. And I think that's a really important feature.
Right. And that's part of just having those siliconized fibers, right? Is it the water will just push out of that jacket with your body heat and it drains out. Like if you get it wet, the water just drips and drains out of that insulation really, really fast. And then what does remain, you know, just your body heat alone can push that back out.
How do you think the EN ratings on sleeping bags versus down and synthetic, do you find that they normally are correct in the difference, or do you see that there's a difference if an EN rating in a synthetic bag is 20 degrees versus an EN rating of 20 degrees in a down bag?
That's a great question, actually.
I'm suspicious, to be honest with you.
I think the general consensus would be to feel like the synthetic bags aren't rated as warm, like you state, like you're colder in them. But my opinion on this is that when they're tested the same. And so in a perfect scenario, a brand new sleeping bag in synthetic versus down, you test them and they test the same. But my opinion is in real life scenarios, things change. First off, sometimes synthetics will have a tendency to break down more than down. Down, if you leave it compressed, it takes a long time to loft up. But they say that it's really, really hard to permanently damage down. But, you know, let's say you keep it in a stuff sack for a month, it might take a couple days for it to fully loft out without additional help, right? Whereas if it's in a compression bag for a couple hours, it's going to immediately bounce back. Synthetic, though, let's say you leave it in a compression bag for a month, sometimes that can permanently damage that insulation, depending on the different synthetics. And a lot of times for synthetics, people are using the cheaper synthetics that are thicker fibers and different things. And so I think that the synthetic is a little bit easier to damage. The other thing that I think happens is I think down is much better at cutting wind. So when there's in an EN type of a test thing, they're not testing for wind or any kind of movement of air around the bag. You know, it's in a room with nothing else.
No variables.
And I think down does a much better job at trapping little tiny air pockets. And even when the wind comes through, it keeps it more trapped. Plus you have different coatings on the fabrics. For the downproof coatings on the fabrics that will also be a little bit better barrier to the wind. So I think in real life scenarios, down tends to be warmer, and there's a few potential reasons for that.
Yeah, you would think that Outdoor Gear Lab would actually test it outdoors instead of in a room, you know, with
there's
too many variables out there. One of the things that we talk a lot about is, you know, when you go out there to, like you said, to loft your bag an hour before you get in it, you know, make sure that's loft. We get a lot of emails with people saying, I'm cold at night, I'm cold at night, I'm cold at night, come to find out that they had their sleeping bag in a compression sack for a year, or they had a non-insulated air pad. So there's a lot of variables, even with your sleeping bag, to help keep you warm at night if you're a colder sleeper, if you sleep cold.
Oh yeah, I think you definitely nailed one that we find out a lot too, is just the non-insulated pad. I mean, you can have a 0 degree high-end premium down sleeping bag, and if it's on an air mattress, you know, with no insulation in that mattress, you will be cold at 40 degrees, you know. I mean, there's no way to keep that backside warm.
Absolutely. We had just done a podcast, I believe, 2 or 3 episodes ago, speaking directly about how the sleeping pad is probably the most overlooked piece of gear out there until that knowledge builds to understand exactly the importance of it. So would you say that Loft Tech has any different valuables in it that maybe steer the EN rating any differently, or is it still under the same controllable elements and the factors in testing?
Yeah, so Loft Tech also is kind of in between. So a lot of times with synthetics and downs, insulations, I mean, they rate them using a CLO value. Now, 99.9% of people have probably never heard of a CLO value. It's really nothing that, unless you're designing gear, that you need to know. But a CLO value is essentially a warmth value in correlation to whatever it is. So let's say you've got a low-end synthetic, you know, and it has a CLO value of 1, and then you've a high-end synthetic, it might have, it's going to have a higher CLO value than that low-end synthetic. Maybe it's 1.5. And then you jump to down, and down might have a CLO value of 3 in the same, like, in the same variables, right? So like the same amount of insulation or thickness and different things. So what we find with the Loftec insulation is it's actually about 80% as warm as the CLO value of down, which the CLO value of down is really high compared to synthetics. And so it is, it's definitely moved that needle far past like the high-end sheeted or bonded type synthetics. It's not quite as, like, the weight to warmth ratio of the Loftec isn't quite the exact same as down, but it's definitely the highest CLO value we've seen out of any synthetic.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, for our listeners too, there's an incredible video that you put up explaining, you know, both verbally and visually, the difference between synthetic and all the way up to down, and how Loftec merges those two and where it falls in. And visual stimulation is always very helpful for me to understand the technology. So go check that out if you haven't already. But I think that this is a great explanation on top of that, seeing that and merging it all together.
Absolutely. And I'm really excited about where synthetic is going. You know, 10 years ago, there was a huge difference between down and synthetic. But now it really seems like that technology is starting to merge closer and closer together. I think the price point is going to be a much bigger story down the road when you can buy a high-end synthetic bags that mimic down, but you're going to be spending $200 to $300 less. And I think that's a great story for the synthetic industry and what's moving forward. You know, backpacking is a crazy sport. Technology really is the driving factor for lightweight gear. And I'm really excited to see where the technology keeps going.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, just since we've started working with this company a year ago, we've seen things move. We're working on a next gen of this that's even closer to a 600 fill power. So we're seeing that move, and I think that's really exciting.
So my last question to you: are you getting out of the office and still getting out backpacking? And where have you gone recently?
Yeah, so just in the last month, I spent about 10 nights out of my backpack, actually. All chalk here.
Chalk it up to gear testing, right?
Oh yeah.
Office hours.
yep, exactly. I was out a lot. I was over you know, the longest stretch of that was 5 days and then a couple breaks and things, but I find a good amount of time to get out there. I mean, weekends for me are getting out of the office, and sometimes we cut into the weekdays for sure. So, you know, I was out testing our newest down top quilts and under quilts and different things. But I definitely find time to get out. I need to find a little bit more time to get out of Utah and hit a few spots this year. We'll see if I can make that happen before the snow falls. But
well, that's good to hear. What a great job you have. It's like, I've got to go out and backpack for 10 days to test gear. I think that's awesome. Good for you for finding that in your life. I think that's good. That is great. We want to thank you so much for being a part of our podcast. And I think Outdoor Vitals, if you watch their videos on their YouTube channel, you do a great explanation. You're a great teacher. And, you know, just by watching your videos, we learned a lot about the company, about you, really about Loftec. I think that's awesome. Tell us quickly about the you've got like a tribe going on with your website. Tell us how people can join, your community on the site.
Yeah. So we talked a lot about the company and I hope that people still find value in that. I really like to provide, you know, value and to help people get out more. You know, obviously we do our best to create gear that can help people do that. But, we really try to couple that as much as we can with the education side. So the OV tribe is what we just call our followers. So pretty much people that are on our email list or like would subscribe to our YouTube channel. And those that follow us on that tribe, we do offer some exclusive things to them. So we do about monthly giveaways that we pull from our email list. We also do anytime we launch a new product, we'll launch it to our OV tribe at a discount. So if you're on that list, we launch that out to you at a discount. We kind of give you the inside scoop on what's coming down the pipeline and a few things, but mostly those are people that are following us and learning from us. We try to teach as much as we can, like you say, and do that. So if you are interested in, you know, joining the tribe and following us, I'll give you two different ways that you can do that. First way is if you go to outdoorvitals.com/checklist, and you put your email in there, you'll get onto our email list, but you'll also receive a backpacking checklist that is editable. So you can change anything you want, and it's like an Excel sheet, right? So you can change anything you want. You can add the weights, you can mess around with your base weights and things like that. And then also I provide a food guide that'll come with that as well. So it can help you get ideas for different foods that are good, you know, foods for calorie per ounce, different things like that. So that's way number one. Way number two is actually we started, literally like this week, we started giving away some of our free backpacking pillows. And if those of you that don't know, it's about a 2.5 ounce pillow that you can blow up. And, it's just a super comfy thing. It's one of those like luxury things, but it's also 2.5 ounces. So it's not, it doesn't kill your pack weight. Right. But, I just put this live. So if you are interested in that, we're giving away for free, but we do ask that you pay shipping. So you'll see that as you go there. But if you go to tribe.outdoorvitals.com/free-pillow. So that's kind of long. Maybe I'll have to send that to you, but again, that's tribe.outdoorvitals.com/free-pillow. You can grab that pillow if you pay shipping, and that'll also put you on our email list. So.
Wow. That is awesome. Well, we love your videos. We love the site. It is a great, great, site to go to learn a lot and to watch, you do your videos. Thank you so much for being a part of our podcast. We really super appreciate that. And, if you guys have any questions, feel free to email us or go to outdoorvitals.com, and shoot them an email, any questions about down or synthetic, or if you're having an issue with what to choose from, I'm sure, between the both of us, we'll be able to answer all your questions. Again, thank you so much, Tayson. Really super appreciate you taking the time and joining Trusted Trail Podcast.
Yeah, I'm definitely happy to be here. I'd love to, you know, if people do have specific questions, I'd love to come back on and just really talk about nuts and bolts things that could help people. But also, if you have a quick question right now, we do have a live chat feature on our website where you can get some pretty quick answers to maybe specific needs. But hey, I've loved coming on here. And if you guys ever have other questions gear related or whatnot that you think I can help with, I'd love to come back.
I think when Ariane come out to Utah, we're just going to grab you and go backpacking with you.
You know, we do that. I mean, if you literally just want to fly in with nothing, you know, we can set you up with all the gear you need to get out there. That makes
invitation accepted. Yeah, we would love to do that. So again, thank you so much, and I really, really super appreciate it. And yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Tayson, it's been such a pleasure.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to be here. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for listening. We had a great time interviewing Tayson. He's a great guy, and we're going to try to go backpacking with him. So that's great. If you enjoy this podcast, please give it a review on iTunes. It really helps spread the word about our podcast. Plus, we always love to hear from you guys to see how we're doing and how we can improve. Shout outs to our new Facebook members and our patrons, Rick, Jerry, Shirley, and Chuck. Thank you guys so much for supporting Trusted Trail Podcast. Our podcasts are available on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Spotify, Google Play, and now on Radio Public, which is both available on iOS and Android. We super, super appreciate everybody listening. We've had a great time the last couple podcasts getting out in the field and interviewing. Thank you guys so much.
And in the meantime, get out there yourself and remember, trust the trail.
Bye. We'll be right back.
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.